I read a column just the other day in one of the PMO-subsidized newspapers from a columnist who said she couldn't believe that Danielle Smith was still high in the polls in Alberta after all the criticism levied against her by the media. Do we not pay enough attention to the media? Before I get the answer to that for you, please subscribe, and the guy needs to get paid, so if you can contribute, please do so. Andrew Enns is the Executive Vice President of Leger. He's a pollster, and he also hears what people are saying. I put the question to you. Is the mainstream media preoccupied with its own importance, or are Canadians ignorant by not paying attention to it, or is there simply this great divide now between the elites and the media and what real people are thinking?
Well, I won't weigh in on how the media, in terms of the self-importance or whether we're missing the point.
Okay, I'll do that after.
I'll say this. There seems to be more and more topics that are seizing a lot of media attention that it not only are they are sometimes the swath of public opinion, the majority of public opinion not getting properly its due sort of. This is where the public's at.
Yeah.
But it's also on areas that, quite frankly, are just not that important to a lot of Canadians. Not that they're not, they don't support the issues.
Right.
That they don't care necessarily, if asked directly, they don't care about. But it's just, it's not the day-to-day importance for them. And so what happens is that suddenly there's these headlines in the news and these sort of reports of so-and-so not doing the right thing, maybe in a policy. You talk about Daniel Smith. And I think for a lot of Canadians, they would go, well, I never heard about it. I don't necessarily disagree with what maybe Ms. Smith is doing. And so this is where you get this, you miss. They talk over each other almost, Stephen.
So is that a case then of politicians being either stale-dated or out of touch with what people are really thinking about?
I think that blanket statement wouldn't apply, because I think some politicians are in touch. I mean, this is an issue I don't really like spending a lot of time talking about, but you take a look at gender-affirming policies for children,
right.
Transgender. The politicians that have weighed in on this have come under much, much criticism. And however, they happen to be tapping into what the public is actually more comfortable with.
Unless you're referring to the politicians, and you made the distinction before about which politicians, the federal politicians, because they are out there saying that Smith is a heretic for her policies. So there are differences on that. I know in Ontario, and you can't make all politicians, but Ford is immensely popular.
Sure, and I think this is part of the thing where Daniel Smith, we'll use her again.
Yeah.
She tabled, one of the first politicians in the country to table some very specific policies in the light of day for everybody to look at and consult and go to committee. When the criticisms come to her, against her, it's not on her policies, but it's on the how those policies are being perceived, and is this an attack? Is this somehow damning these? And that's not the same thing, Stephen.
You're absolutely right. Andrew, thank you very much. 3 minutes. This show provides independent analysis of the issues. We are not paid by the government. And as I am finding, so much business in Canada relies upon various governments that they don't want to sponsor or advertise on a show which may become controversial, which talks about liberty, freedoms, sometimes criticizes government. I've had guests on that support the government. But people are saying, you know what? We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us, i.e. government, which is why I hope you'll subscribe and contribute to keep this show on the air.